Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Louisiana license plates once proclaimed our state to be the sportsman's paradise. The inference was that Louisiana harbored a cornucopia of fish and wildlife resources. Compared to many parts of the country, it did and still does. We are yet blessed with an abundance of wildlife. That is not to say that all is stable on the home front. Degraded or destroyed habitats always result in a decline or disappearance of those species that normally live there. Most large-scale disturbance to habitats is insidious because it happens slowly over many years. Clearing of the vast bottomland hardwood forest of the Mississippi River floodplain has been ongoing since before the Civil War, and though there were pulses of peak activity, the existing forests of this type are survivors of erratic patterns of destruction over 150 years. By far the highest profile issue of habitat loss in the state involves the disappearance of coastal wetlands. Bumper stickers seen around the country cry out to save America's wetlands. Only the oldest Louisiana citizens alive today can fully appreciate the extent of the losses. For the rest of us, the sheer biomass of life that once thrived there is difficult to comprehend. With few exceptions, the loss of coastal wetland habitat occurred in the last 75 years primarily as a result of oil and gas extraction activities and flood control and navigation projects. The loss of bottomland hardwood forests and coastal wetlands each reached a critical point that triggered a public outcry to stop the habitat loss and remediate the widespread damage. Much of the remaining bottomland hardwood forest were preserved in national wildlife refuges and state wildlife management areas. Federal agricultural programs provided incentives for landowners to reforest unproductive farmlands. On the coast, massive planting efforts and hundreds of millions of dollars are involved in the effort to stem the loss of wetlands. Another major ecosystem in Louisiana has been drastically altered in the last 50 years, but not yet to the point of widespread citizen concern. Upland forests in the state once comprised a diverse ecosystem scattered over millions of acres. Where once lived chinkypins, lady slipper orchids, and box turtle, rows of genetically altered monotypic pine trees now cover the landscape from horizon to horizon. Perhaps there has not been an outcry to protect a part of this unique habitat because we have bought the company line that these farms are actually forests, which in fact they only remotely resemble. It is a literal case of not being able to see a forest for the trees. Until we begin to value all of the various natural areas in the state for their intrinsic worth, our conservation efforts will be as outdated as an old license plate slogan.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.